And there we have it. The red light is on. We're recording. And the reason we're recording is today, my co-host Kelvin, the fellow next to me and I, are doing this weekly wrap-up of the Cook Report, which is going to be for March, the week of March 14th through the 18th, which is today. The 14th, there was no show because of technical issues. The internet wasn't back for me yet. We had a big windstorm here in the Northwest. I live up by Seattle, kind of. Like I'm an hour away from Seattle, but for the sake of the people in the Middle East and other areas, that's close enough. So on Tuesday, we did SEO tips, and we talked about, on Tuesday, we did SEO tips from Morgan Mandriotta, and he talked about the things that were valuable, and the four SEO tips that he listed there were really quite good, and you should take a look at those. There was 10 SEO tips from Diffusion Digital that we have a link to, and then there was a set of tips from Oregon Web Solutions. And the one I caught my eye the most was monitor your progress. If you don't have a way to measure your performance, how your SEO efforts are doing, you can't fix anything. You can't ever make it better because you won't know what's broken, what's working, what's not working. So take a look at those things. And as we turn the page in the show notes, I copied all of these in their entirety because they're quite good. The number one thing they said to do, the most important thing you're going to do in this project is choose your company name. And then it goes on and talks about picking the domain name, strategic keyword planning, URL structure and planning, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's seven good tips in there. The show notes for the Tuesday SEO tips. Wednesday, the mind, and I was studying the political spectrum here in the United States and looking at the candidates. And one of the things they don't talk about too much, they always talk about Bernie Sanders being 78, that he's really, really old, but they don't talk about anybody else's age. So I posed the question, well, how old is your hero? The person that you're going to adopt and say, well, vote for this guy because whatever. I just want to know how old they are, okay? The person that you're adopting and you're going to say is your candidate, tell me how old you are. The reason I want to know that, I want to know what era they grew up in. Were they a kid when I was a kid? Did they have the same experiences growing up that I would have had? Well, that's what I need to know, just for my own edification. The other things we talked about on Wednesday, the editorial calendar coming up on our blog network is that today is the last day of fishing for leads posts to be turned in. Then starting tomorrow, it's going to be the submissions for July and August. We lump those 2 months together because they're kind of slow months. And it's about outdoor entertaining, outdoor living, those kinds of things that you would do outdoors, like gardening, barbecuing, and so forth. All those fun stuff. The Apple information that we shared was having to do with iTunes. If you submit your podcast to iTunes, they've now increased the size, the maximum size, to 3,000 by 3,000. So you have an avatar that goes with your feed, have it be that big. The next day, on Thursday, yesterday, we did a B2B report. And we talked about the state of B2B social media marketing. We have a nice infographic that I got from Mashable that's there. And we also talked about how to find the best B2B copywriters. And there's a 10-point guide that helps you do that, prepared by Alan Davies, a very knowledgeable fellow that knows all about those things. And Corinder just said in chat, my favorite company, and we know that's Mashable. That's his favorite company. He contributes in there. He has something to do with Mashable. Finally, on B2B Thursday, I did a shameless plug, which I rarely do, but my Pinterest account, I have a board for B2B Thursday, which I invite you to take a look at when you have the time. Give those a review. See if you like the pins that are there that have to do with B2B marketing, social media, and so forth. Big shout out. Thank you, time. Thanks to Edinburgh Dusters for making the graphics that started this whole thing going. Okay. Couldn't do it without them. Thanks to Kevin Scullion And his new company, new to me, is linked in the show notes. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll have to go look. Be surprised. So to get to the show notes, of course, oh, I almost forgot. Big thank you to Blab. Makes this whole recording process possible. Couldn't do it without him. Thank God for Blab, right? And the new features and new things coming down the pipe, oh boy, go check it out. They have a drop-in feature now where you can put a link right into the live streaming chat. It will be stellar. I haven't wrapped my brain around it totally, but when we do, we'll have some great things, possibly with some show note links. Who knows what it will take place. It'll be great because I have a great co-host. That's his area. I can blame it all on him. If it's not right, well, I didn't know why Kelvin did it that way. And
I'm on the case. I'm looking into it.
He's looking into it. The wheels are turning. And thank you to Stitcher Radio for letting us have our feed go to there. The Blab profile that we have on Blab has our recordings in there. The cookreport.podbean.com, you're probably tired of hearing me say that, but they're a great outfit. Podbean.com gives us a feed, which you can also import that right into iTunes. So at the same time we update the recording into Podbean, it's automatically fed to iTunes by RSS. We're on Spreaker Radio, which I sometimes forget to say, but I didn't this time. Spreaker.com, give us a listen. We're on YouTube, the video, and we've done the video. This smiling face that you're seeing right now and Kelvin's smiling face, we won't happen on the video and on the YouTube. It's just an image and the recording, so I can take out any errors or any problems with the audio and get it balanced and so forth. And as always on the show notes, we invite you to the Cook Report evaluation question. It's a yes, no question that asks you something that you can answer with yes or no. And gosh, wouldn't you like to know what that is? But I'm running out of time. In order for me to say the three magic words, I'm not going to be able to share that information. So do go to look at the evaluation question. Give us a yes or no. Kelvin, did I forget anything?
Did you mention Podbean?
Oh, the cookreport.podbean.com. Great place to get the show notes. And it's also on my blog, GeyerCookOnlineServices.com, WAC blog. And then today's date will have the show notes. So it's quicker and faster and easier to go to the cookreport.podbean.com. Get it done quick there. And I don't want to say that too many times because now it's time to say those magic words. It's a wrap.